So what in the world is going to happen to the stock market in 2021? That's what today's show is all about. I'm going to pull out the bar graphs and pie charts and show you all of the data about some trouble on the horizon. Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate show. The show is aimed at helping you become a more intelligent financial investor and to really take things to the next level in real estate. I'm Clayton Morris, the founder of Morris Invest, longtime real estate investor, and I am excited to talk to you today about the stock market, an area that I fully removed myself from a number of years ago because I don't like investing in paper assets, fake assets, air. Really, you're investing in air because when the bottom falls out of stocks, they can plummet to $0 in value, and you, as an investor, are left with nothing. No, those bondholders and those board members will actually do pretty well, but you, as the individual paper asset holding investor, will not. So what does this year have in store for us? Well, if you've been watching the stock market over this past year, you know we saw a huge decline right around March of 2020 when, of course, pandemic went into full swing. And then it bounced back. And then it hit records. And it was really a tale of two economies that started emerging, right? You saw how Wall Street was doing absolutely fantastic. And you saw Main Street, the little guy who wasn't getting stimulus any longer, was losing their job, couldn't afford to put food on the table, was literally living in a totally different world than those Wall Street guys. It's amazing to see this tale of two economies. So when everyone was talking about a V-shaped recovery, you know, you had Larry Kudlow from the Trump administration coming out there on the White House lawn saying, this is a V-shaped recovery. There are green shoots popping up everywhere, he said. Really, that was a pile of garbage because what actually happened was a K-shaped recovery. Wall Street started doing very well, but there was that other little leg of the K, you know, like elementary school style K. And that was the other economy. All the people who have permanent job losses and who can't afford to put food on the table, can't afford to pay their rent and are facing evictions. And so as we go into 2021, it's worth noting these two different economies. And we are really sitting on one of the most overvalued speculative stock markets that I have ever seen. Now, I want to go through some of the data here, so this will back me up fully. You get to see some of this data. The reason I say it's highly speculative and it's highly overvalued for a number of reasons. I mean, if you look at the Dow Jones right now and you take a look at the current numbers, I mean, yeah, we just hit 30,000. 30,000 in the middle of a pandemic. One of the worst periods in American history. And the stock market's doing just fine. Wall Street is being artificially propped up by the Federal Reserve, by the federal government. And so Wall Street is fine when companies have to lay off individuals. I come back to MGM. This was a marker for me a number of months ago. When MGM Studios laid off tens of thousands of people, and guess what happened to their stock? It went up. So all of these people lost their jobs at the casinos and other entities that they deal with. And Wall Street repaid them with higher valuation. Why? Because Wall Street rewards unemployment. Wall Street loves it when a company lays people off, makes itself leaner. Just watch Disney stock laying off 32,000 people. What's going to happen? Their stock will go up. It's just the way it happens. So a stock market right now sitting at 30,000 and President Trump out there on the podium talking about how this is amazing. Well, it doesn't feel amazing to the people who don't have a job. A permanent job loss, can't find work, their small business is now shuttered for good. So how is this happening? How are these numbers so artificially inflated? Well, there's three key reasons that we need to talk about. So let's talk about the Buffett indicator first and kind of give you the overview on why this is overvalued. So Warren Buffett, of course, is our famous Buffett indicator, looks at overvaluations on the stock market. So based on the historical ratio of total market cap over GDP, it's currently 184.2%. Yeah, that's how far overvalued these stocks are right now. And it will likely return a negative 3.3% a year from this level of valuation, including dividends. So look at that at the bottom here. As of today, the total market index, look at that, in the billions, which is 184.2% of the last reported GDP in the United States. That means that all of these companies are massively overinflated, massively overvalued against what they should be based on the U.S. GDP right now, the gross domestic product. The United States is simply not taking in the revenue that it could to be sustainable. And these companies are massively overvalued. Why? Because the Federal Reserve is artificially propping up these companies. They're buying up corporate junk bonds. They're buying up all of the crap, the garbage, the detritus that Wall Street doesn't want to buy. Hey, I'm the over here. I'm the Federal Reserve. I'll buy it. I'll buy up those mortgage-backed securities and all of those corporate junk bonds that you guys don't want. We'll buy them up. So Wall Street is sitting there fine. And the Federal Reserve has said, we will continue to do this, keeping interest rates near zero. And we will continue to pump stimulus money into Wall Street through 2023. They are spending billions of dollars per month buying up these crappy assets. That makes Wall Street happy. They don't have to buy them. And they get to live in this speculative world. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Do you want to save a boatload of money on your grocery bill? Of course you do. And would you love to get fresh, delicious ingredients, pre-measured, sent right to your front door so you don't have to worry about how much do I need of onions? How many pieces of meat do I need? HelloFresh handles all of that, delivering mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit. They let you skip those trips to the grocery store and make some home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. Get the whole family involved. It takes like 30 minutes on these recipes. They give you great, easy-to-read recipe cards, and they're totally different every week. You can mix and match the types of orders you want on a regular basis. I absolutely love the flexibility. If you have a vegetarian family, you can do that. All their orders will be vegetarian. You have a larger family? Great. You do the family size. Smaller, two people living at home? Great. It's all flexible. You want more meat? Great. You can do that. So flexible. All of their ingredients are sustainable, fresh, delicious. I mean, you've heard me mention them before here on the show, and we're going to tell you how HelloFresh can get you $80 off, including free shipping. That's right. You're going to save $80 off. So you get like $80 of free food. That's a lot. If you go to HelloFresh.com/80investing, you have to go to that specific URL. Let me read it again. So go to HelloFresh.com/80investing. Use the code 80investing to get $80 off, including free shipping. You've got to try some of these amazing things that HelloFresh has to offer. Stress-free, convenient, no-contact delivery right to your doorstep. I mean, God knows during a pandemic, you don't need that craziness right now by dealing with going to the grocery store. And you can have all of your food on the table within 30 minutes. And you're going to save 40% when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. You can feed your whole family, and it has never been easier. One of my favorite things is how sustainably this company operates. The packaging used to ship is entirely made from recyclable and or recycled content. So they offset their operations, their travel, their shipping, all of that. And that means their carbon footprint is 25% lower than store-bought grocery-made meals. That is fantastic. So check them out today. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/80investing. Use that code 80investing to get $80 off, including free shipping. Thank you, HelloFresh. Another big indicator that we need to look at is corporate debt. This is a huge indicator of a company's viability into the future. And all of these companies right now that you might be invested in, it's easy to look at and see how much debt they're sitting on. You know, are they bringing in enough revenue to cover this debt that they have and that they owe? And if not, boy, I'd be bailing. I'd be getting off that ship as quickly as possible. So these companies are sitting on massive debt. Why? Because they continue to borrow at near zero interest rates. And that's fine. The Federal Reserve is pumping money to them and they're taking it. And you think, okay, that's great. And the purpose of the Federal Reserve pumping all of that money to them is that they'll hire people, right? Or that they'll invest in research and development. They'll start, you know, studying new ways to produce that medicine. They'll start studying new ways to develop those computers and solar farms and all of these things. But they're not. They're not spending it on R&D and they're not hiring people. Instead, they're laying people off. So what are they doing with all of this money from the federal government? They're buying their shares back. Therefore, artificially inflating the value of their companies. And so the value keeps going up as members of their company start buying more and more shares. That's not a strong valuation. That's fake valuations. Again, I come back to the Buffett indicator. This is fake inflation right now. This is fake valuations right now. Look at that. The total market cap over GDP and a likely return of -3%. So let's take a look at this corporate debt on a chart and just see how bad this has actually gotten. You can see here just from 1950 on, slowly creeping up. And then look at 2009. You think all these companies probably paid off this debt, right? They got it off of their balance sheets. They started to pay this down after the big crash, the recession of 2008, 2009. No, what happened? It skyrocketed. And it actually got worse in 2020. Look where it just jumps off the chart towards the end of 2020. All of these companies taking on massive debt, not to hire people, not to invest in research and development. No, instead to buy their own shares back and artificially inflating the value of their stocks, therefore enriching their executives. And when the bottom falls out, it'll be you, the 401k investor, the IRA investor, who's not watching this stuff day to day, that is going to get screwed. They'll drop and bump. Imagine one of these guys, they pump out, you know, tens of thousands of shares in an afternoon. And then the other executives start doing that. And they start dumping thousands of shares in an afternoon. They make their money. Then what happens to the little guy who's not sitting there watching their computer screen, you know, looking at these day trader numbers like, oh my God, what's happening here? These millisecond trades that are happening. Oh my God. No, it's the people that have the 401ks that don't watch this stuff day to day that are going to get screwed. Once again, a reason why I hate the stock market. This is a perfect example why I invest in real estate. Here's another indicator that we need to pay attention to as it looks in the market. And it's the Federal Reserve. You might say, oh, Clayton, you're full of it because you know what? The Federal Reserve continues to bail these people out and they can just continue to do this. Not true. And we know that now based on the data. You see what happened? Something funny happened during the 2008-2009 recession. The Federal Reserve added a lot of this public debt to its balance sheets, right? It bought up a lot of these junk bonds. It bought up a lot of these crap that was really holding Wall Street back from lending and everything else. So it bought it all up. Well, what happened? You thought you got it off your balance sheets eventually, right? Maybe in 2010, you started paying this off, getting rid of it. No, here's what actually happened. Look at this. Look in the gray area here of 2008 to 2010. They took on all of this corporate crap, all of these junk bonds, added that to the Federal Reserve balance sheet. They never got rid of it. They kept it. They didn't pay it off. And then they continued, then they suddenly added trillions to their balance sheet. This is not sustainable. The Federal Reserve cannot sustain this level of buying of corporate debt and junk bonds. They cannot do it. They have very little leeway. Now, I know that we can continue to, you know, artificially create money out of thin air. We can create digital currency. We can create digital capital anytime we want with the United States of America. It's got to come from somewhere though, right? Where does it come from? So this is not sustainable. The federal government can't continue to print money without inflation. And that's what's about to happen. We see this reflected in the US dollar right now as the US dollar is plunging in value. So if you've got money in a savings account, okay, your dollar today is worth less than it is tomorrow. And if you've got money in the stock market, you better be careful because over the next 4 to 5 months, we are about to see a major correction. This brought Jim Cramer of CNBC says that's why this is the most speculative market he's ever seen. That's a tall saying from one of the top financial advisors on CNBC.
I think that there's two parts of the market. There's the cyclical market, which is doing very, very well. And then there's the speculative part of the market, which is insane. I mean, we've got a lot of stocks that everyone must think are the next Teslas. And you see those go up so much that you begin to say, well, wait a second. Can that continue forever? And those are the stocks that I'm really watching because they are the so-called Robinhood stocks. There's a lot of other people who buy these now, but everything they buy goes higher. And so that's what I'm focused on is can that continue? Because that speculation is usually met with some sort of big sell-off. Hasn't happened yet, though.
That speculation is usually met with a major sell-off. And again, you, and I'm not saying you, the little guy, but unless you've got 10 computer screens in front of you and you are doing millisecond trades and you're a day trader, okay, you are going to get screwed. If you've got your 401k tied to this, you don't even know what's in your 401k. You know, do you have companies in your 401k that are sitting on this massive amount of corporate debt? Do you know? Do you know how much debt the companies you invest in is in their balance sheets? You probably don't. You know, you're busy. You're working for somebody, right? You've got a 9-to-5. You've got a family to take care of. That's why I'm doing this video to warn you about this. But what can you do? I want to give you solutions. Well, one thing you can do right now is if you've got a 401k, and if you're watching this video before the end of the year of 2020, and let's hope that they extend this through 2021, you have an opportunity right now under the CARES Act to actually take out up to $100,000 in your retirement account without penalty and move it over right now into a self-directed account and invest in real estate, gold and silver, and get it out of this speculative market. So our team can help you do that at Morris Invest. If you need help, we can get you set up with a self-directed account in about 10 minutes with one of the custodians we work with. That's a service we offer. So again, we'll have a link to our company. If you want to jump on the phone with us for 30 minutes for free, we can do that for you. So you have an opportunity to take this money out of this speculative market where all of these people are making money on the backs of your money through fees that you probably don't even know are being paid. Go through your 401k and just pay attention to how many fees you're paying to other people you probably don't even know. Take this money out of the speculative market and be smart with it. Now, I'm not a financial advisor because financial advisors will tell you to stick it out, ride it, the long haul, be fine. Great. But what if you're nearing retirement age? You know, what if you're at an age where you want to start to take that money and have it work for you? And then what happens when over the next 4 to 5 months, the bottom falls out because all of this speculation and all of this corporate debt? I don't want you to be stuck like that. So take action, please. Again, book a call with our team. If we can help you in any way, we'd love to do that. Help you move some of that 401k or other IRA money over into a self-directed account to help you, you know, start a business, investing in real estate, or, you know, buying precious metals, but get out of this crazy market. So that's what I see happening in 2021. And I'm not alone. There are a number of top economists looking at some of the very same data. So my help to you, right below in the description, subscribe to our channel and turn on that little bell notification after you subscribe so you'll be notified as soon as we publish another video. Thanks, everyone. Now take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth, not in this crazy speculative stock market. We'll see you next time.